The Traveler's Journal, August 16th, highlighting America's still wild rivers. Mindbender, Scream Machine, Meat Grinder. It's no wonder whitewater rapids get roller coaster names. Both offer body-bending contortions and death-defying thrills. And with the surge of rafting, the lines at some popular rivers are very long. The Ocoee in Tennessee and the Arkansas in Colorado can thrill 3,000 rafters a day. But with crowds like that, wildlife is replaced by the blur of zodiacs. Fortunately, North America has many wonderful still wild rivers, of which few have ever heard, let alone navigated. Here are five. August is prime rafting month on California's Stanislaus River, especially on its North Fork, which churns in Class 4 rapids past giant sequoias through the granite gorges of Calaveras Big Trees State Park. And the Magpie River in eastern Quebec hurtles down from glacier-carved lakes through an immense forest wilderness before it spills into the St. Lawrence River. The Yampaw River, which roars for 72 miles through Dinosaur National Monument in southwest Colorado, has carved a colorful maze of slick rock canyons, which once harbored Butch Cassidy. Another desert river, the Bruneau in Idaho's southeast corner, is a strictly regulated 40-mile stretch of Class 3 and 4 drops through gorgeous gorges reminiscent of Zion and Bryce Canyon National Parks. Starting in Poplar, North Carolina, and ending in Irwin, Tennessee, the Nolichucky is only 8 miles long, but it packs plenty of steep rapids into its run through the 2,000-foot-deep canyons of Pisgah and Cherokee National Forests. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.